music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
All right, folks, we are back now again, and Sam is there. You can let me know, Sam, if we have callers that would like to speak to us and what their names are, because I'm not sure I'm on the right page right now, but that's okay, folks. 800-313-9443. We do have quite a few listeners who, as you know, are very savvy on this issue, and some of them may have some questions, so we definitely ask you to come forward now and approach our guest, Wolfgang, who has been in the field of police work for a long time, and he has also been an educator. So he has been, shall we say, pretty extensive business here. He has been in this industry, if I may call it that, for a very long time. What I was just saying was that we have a very corrupt and corrupted judicial system in this country today. Totally corrupt. There is no question about it, that even down to our local police departments, they are all tied in, Wolfgang and Dave, to this elite Washington governed Department of Homeland Security, which sprang out of the 9/11 attacks. And if you, both of you, have been involved in the 9/11 attacks study and architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, among others, then you know this was an inside-outside job. And we can tie that in to all that followed. You know, Sandy Hoax. We could talk about the Boston Marathon bombing. We could talk about Dallas, Pam Geller. We could talk about the Santa Monica attacks, the Umpqua College in Oregon. And we can talk about mall attacks all across this country. And within the last week, as I predicted, we had the New York City truck terrorist attacker. So, you know, here we go again. It just goes on and on and on with false flag attacks and various and sundry other plots by these radical Islamic terrorists and these lone gunmen, fanatical patriot types. So there is a pattern here, is what I'm saying. And I think it's pretty obvious that something is afoul here. Let me ask our guest now, because of his experience in this field, when we come back after the next break, that he could answer the question more specifically about Washington's role, Obama's role, and the Mossad's role in all of this, as far as his knowledge is concerned. So do we have a break coming up now, Sam? I'm not hearing anything. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit sidetracked here. Can you pick up, Sam? I don't know if Sam is on the switch here. I think we do have some more time left today, do we? Before the next break? I'm not sure. I'm not positive. Okay.
Read something to you real quick. We do have a couple seconds.
We're right ahead and read until we're interrupted. Yeah.
Yeah. And also I'd like to, if Wolfgang's up to it, you know, you were talking about the wasted fake news media, the corrupt mainstream garbage, ugly, evil media. And here's a guy, Wolfgang, who, had no idea that, and all of us have our own wake up times and wake up moments. Had no idea that that how deep this evil ran in the country, and he found out via Sandy Hook, but had no idea about the Mossad or anything like that. We've talked about this, him and I, but you look at these events and you wonder, well, are they real? Are they fake? What's the truth? Are they organic? Well, these people have been doing this stuff for a long time. And I just recently sent you this this book, Rick, about the ADL, our good friends at the Anti-Defamation League. You look at Charlottesville, which Moonrock Books has a new book coming out on Charlottesville soon, next week or the week after, at moonrockbooks.com. You can see it there.
Yeah, right.
You know, this the leader of this Jewish Defense League splinter group, this guy Mordecai Levy, back in 1979, February 16th, 1979, he filed an application with the U.S. Park Service in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to obtain permission to hold a rally. The rally permit sought by Levy was not filed in the name of the Jewish Defense League. Levy was posing as a leader of the American Nazi Party, seeking a permit for a Ku Klux Klan and Nazi Party rally at Independence Hall, the site of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. According to the rally permit, Levy was planning a white power rally to show white masses unity of white race and to show the world niggers and Jews are cowards. Among the paraphernalia Levy listed on the application were swastikas, banners, Nazi uniforms, KKK paraphernalia, will burn cross, swastika picket sign saying Hitler was right, gas commie Jews. Working out of the Philadelphia offices of the Jewish Defense League, Levy organized local chapters of the KKK and neo-Nazi groups to attend the Independence Hall rally. In the case of the Trenton, New Jersey KKK, Levy had an inside track. James Rosenberg, also known as Jimmy Mitchell and Jimmy Anderson, a full-time paid employee of the ADL fact-finding division, had successfully infiltrated the local chapter of the Klan. Rosenberg had recently attempted unsuccessfully to get some of the local KKKers to blow up the Trenton headquarters of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. At the same time he was posing as James Gutman, neo-Nazi, Levy was also mobilizing the Jewish community and every ragtag left-wing radical group in the greater Philadelphia area to attend a mass demonstration to confront the KKK and Nazis at Independence Hall. All the ingredients were there for a serious riot, courtesy of the ADL. Fortunately, word of Levy's scam on the Park Service leaked out to the Philadelphia press after one Philadelphia newspaper ran a banner headline, "Nazi Rally Rouser Really Jewish?" The Park Service yanked the permit. Levy's ADL handlers ordered him to lay low for a while. So here, this is 1979, Rick.
Wow.
And these criminals were doing this back then. They were doing it before. So why should Charlottesville or any of these other events be organic or real?
No, I fully agree. Why am I not surprised at what I'm saying? You know, they do play both sides when we deal with these criminals. They're very adept and very skilled at steering the pot, as we've just seen with the so-called revolution in the streets, and we've seen with Milo Yiannopoulos at UCLA Berkeley and the Bannon group there at Breitbart News and all of the various so-called alt media front groups that I believe, you know, are part of this whole mix that we're talking about here today, whether it's Sandy Hook, whether it's any of the other false flag attacks, whether it's the London Bridge so-called truck bombing, you know, Manchester. We can go across Europe and the United States, and we can see there is a commonality here. There is a very common threat. And again, it comes down to these groups that you've just mentioned, these individuals, Mr. Levy, Mr. Shulman, excuse me, Brombum, and a whole host of others that are affiliated directly with, I believe, the Mossad in Jerusalem. Now, this is why it's so important on these programs that we do to identify the core, the source of the problem, Dave, and of course, Officer Wolfgang. Both of you, I think, will agree that unless we can find the real enemy, not just these shadow boxers and all of these other, you know, these false leads and so forth, unless we can get right to the core of where these attacks are emanating from, and I do it from a scriptural point of view, then we're basically just shooting in the dark. We're not really addressing the issue head on. And that's where we need to go, for the head, not the tail, okay?
Absolutely. All right. I just would like, Wolf, if we have a minute, I just want...
We have plenty of time. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just with getting back to the garbage, fake news, mainstream media. Yes. Here's Wolf. He's not a journalist. He's not part of the media. If we waited for the media to actually do their job, the mainstream media, not the alternative media, if we waited for the corrupt mainstream media to do their jobs, we'd be waiting forever. Wolf, I'm telling you, he's great, this guy. He went to the Connecticut governor's office, and he just happened to run into this character, this political piece of you-know-what. Wolf, why don't you tell Rick and the listeners how that unfolded, why you were there, and what you said to this guy and what he said back.
Well, you know, Governor Dan Malloy caught my attention on the national news conference on December 14, 2012, when he stated to the world that the lieutenant governor and I were spoken to, that something like this might happen in our state. Now, I want you to think about that. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, well, I'm here.
Yeah, so...
Yes, what's that?
The governor...
Okay, so Rick fell out. I guess he'll be coming back. But should Wolf just continue, Sam? Okay.
Well, you know, the governor, Dan Malloy, he stands in front of all of these microphones and he says, the lieutenant governor and I were spoken to that something like this might happen in our state. And can you imagine, they knew that something like this was going to happen, but they didn't tell anybody ahead of time to be aware. And then when I confronted the governor in his office, say, hey, governor, who told you that something like this might happen in your state? He actually looked at me and he said, I never said that. Must be a different Malloy. And I said, governor, you look great on television. Can I send you a video? Who said that something? He refused to tell me and just walked away.
Fortunately, this was caught on video, right? And people can go see it, unless YouTube yanked it already. Do you know that?
We captured it on video because I called that. That's a million-dollar clip when you got the governor of the state of Connecticut actually lie and say, I've never, ever said that. But where's the national news media holding him accountable? See, you can't have it both ways.
I don't know if Rick is still gone, but if he is, we have Sam just let us know. We have Laura from Michigan on the line. Sam, you want to bring Laura in?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, I got a comment and a question. After Sandy Hook, I know that the good American people donated millions of dollars for the families of Sandy Hook. Now, if I remember correctly, there was a man named Weinstein who was going to take care of the money. Another Jewish guy. I think it was Weinstein. Anyway, my question is, where did the money go? Was it dispersed? Is there records to where it was dispersed?
That's a great question, and you're right. His name is Weinstein. He's also the one that handled the disbursement of the 9/11 funds in New York. For some reason, he shows up every time there's a lot of money to be given away. This is something that really bothers me, being a school administrator. And I have never, ever in my lifetime, with all the school shootings we've had, is where parents got paid $281,000 for the death of their child or their loved ones. I mean, I just can't believe that they got paid, and then they wrote a letter to the Attorney General, George Jespin, and I can't believe it. They wanted more money. They didn't think they got their fair share from all the donations. Now, what kind of parent does that? These are people who live in a middle to high income community, $500,000 to $1 million homes. They all have great jobs, but they didn't think they got enough money from the donations. See, there are so many things that just bother me because I watch families. They struggle every day. They work hard, you know. And when family members don't have enough money, yeah, charity comes in and they help pay for the airplane ticket and the funeral. But $281,000? Unheard of.
I always said, you know,
Weinstein guy.
Well, can I tell you what? Everything they're doing is so secret. When I request public records on the money that you were talking about, do you know it actually says that we're allowed to audit? They won't let me in. When I try to get in to the United Way Western Connecticut, who took in $29 million, do you know they had 10 police officers stopping me from going inside that United Way? And they gave me 3 minutes to leave the premises or I was going to be put in jail.
Well, I have to say, Wolfgang, just be careful. I want to make sure you get to these court appearances alive. Be very wary.
I'm 71, and I got more life insurance, so if they do something to me, my wife would be happy. But, you know, I've lived a really good life. People have been good to me. This country's been good to me, and I think had they not sent those police officers to my house, I'd probably be like the rest of America, thinking that people would never do something like this to us. Be honest with you, I was asleep. That woke me up, and I hope other people will look at the facts and start holding these people accountable.
Well, there was a man, Rents on Rents, he said, there's a man named Howland. He's trying to open up the Las Vegas thing. And he just recently, all screws were taken out of the ball joints of his car. He started getting screwed. The steering was bad. Luckily, he pulled over. He had been going 70 miles an hour. He had definitely gotten in a horrible accident. You got to be careful with your car, too, please. We want you to live.
I really appreciate you. Hey, Laura, thank you very much. That means a lot. And thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
We've got Murr from Wisconsin. Sam, if you could bring Murr in, and hopefully Rick will be back shortly.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure. Go ahead if you have a question for Wolfgang or a comment.
Yes. Wolfgang, it was Kenneth Feinberg, F-E-I-N-B-E-R-G.
Sorry.
He's a bad man to compete with Judas Iscariot, man. He's behind all this stuff.
Yeah, Kenneth Feinberg, you're right. Sorry, Laura, it's Feinberg.
No sorrow, no apologies. I just want to get it straight because we got to get this guy. He's behind all this stuff. He comes in when the emotions are high, and he makes people take a small amount, and then he makes sure the money stays with the company or with the Jew bankers or whoever it stays with. And he lives out on a little island. So.
Yeah, but can you imagine parents getting $281,000? I've never heard that before.
You should see the list of these things he's been the Pazar for. He was also the head of the JFK Library. That's what, besides knocking off the Tsarnaev brothers, that's what else that was about. That was 2013 was the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And there was something that had to be destroyed or buried off somewhere out of that library that he was head of. Remember, that wasn't really reported. Oh, there was a fire there. Yeah, sure there was. There was sealed stuff in there that they had to get rid of.
So let me ask you this, being a listener. What does it mean when you have a president like Obama and them say, well, we're all about transparency? I have yet to see the transparency anywhere in this country.
You know what? He stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, I land on it.
Rick's back with us, I think, so we'll hear Rick after the break.
Thank you for calling.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you here, and we survived a little attack on us by the usual Friends of Freedom and Liberty. So we're back now, and I understand that Dave and Wolfgang took a couple of calls. That's great. You can join us at 800-313-9443. So we will continue. Dave, what did I miss in the meantime? Tell me.
Well, you missed a couple of great callers. We had Laura from Michigan, who talked about this one Jewish fella, fundraising guy, who always seems to pop up at all the right times. And also Murr from Wisconsin, and another great caller. And now I think you have a couple more. Chris from Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's go right back then. Let's not waste any time, folks. Join us. We're obviously having quite a feast today. All right, Chris in Las Vegas is up next. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, Wolfgang, Dave, and of course, glad to have you back, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering if Wolfgang has pursued, and I'm sure he, with the astute observer, investigative journalist that he is, and reporter and law enforcement professional, much like myself, who has been maligned, false accused, attacked, ad hominem in every other way possible, and told him everything except for an honest guy like he truly is. He may have observed some striking parallels between the James Jimmy Neutron Holmes false flag operation in Aurora, Colorado, with his father, Robert Holmes, who was the writer of the Lymore plot and the chief science officer on that program of writing the algorithms to manipulate and skim off all the profits they possibly could from the international global exchange, metals, commodities, everything else program that he wrote that was supposed to testify the day after, or maybe 2 days after, the so-called Aurora, Colorado dark night shooting took place. I'm wondering about what Wolfgang thinks about that, and then I've got a couple of comments about Las Vegas Mandalay.
All right. What do you think there, Wolfgang?
Well, you know, I apologize, but, you know, my background is being a national school safety consultant, and when I got involved in looking at Sandy Hook, I want to stay focused on Sandy Hook. I don't want to be labeled like some person just likes the attention, goes out chasing all different kinds of stories, whether it's Colorado, you know, or some of the other, like Mandolin. I just want to stay focused on school safety. This way they can't discredit me.
Fair enough.
I don't dispute his position. It's such a much wiser course of action. I've got a quote above my computer here. It says, "I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst from Gore Vidal," which is kind of the way I feel. And with all the multitudes that we have of these blatant false flag conspiracies, it can certainly keep those of us that do more than one event very, very busy in this day and time. But to the Las Vegas thing, this recent revelation that there were militant mercenaries, some sort of a government, we'll call them a non-governmental operations strike force, that were picked up and taken in the military helicopters flying under the guise of a Southwest Airlines flight, certainly suggests at least a strong scientia that there was a lot more going on here than meets the eye, as had been very apparent to most of us astute observers since the very night that it happened or the next morning thereafter. What does Wolfgang think about that?
Well, I agree. I mean, the stuff that I'm looking at, it just raises so many questions, okay? But right now, the old wolf is focused on November the 7th and November the 15th. And after that, I'd be glad to answer all of your questions, because right now, it's all about those court dates.
All well, right, thank you so enough. Very, very much for your hard work, Wolfgang. I know you're a serious and prudent and truthful investigator searching for the truth, and you exposed much, much that did not meet the official eye or the lamestream story of the false narratives, the lies they were putting out to try to cover up the co-option of the local people by buying them off with scads of money and new schools and things of that nature. But I certainly appreciate your efforts, and Rick, God bless you, and Dave, and maybe Art from Philly, if he comes on later, too. We love what you do there, guys. Thanks very, very much.
Thank you.
All right, sir. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much. Kind words.
I think we have also Susie up next from Arkansas. So come on up, Susie. Well, it's break time. All right. Let's bring you up in just about 4 minutes. We will return, Susie and others.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and I just threw up on the Skype board a message to our guests and also to Sam. It's been a very highly suspenseful show today, I have to say it, and that adds to the mix. I don't kid you, folks, when I tell you we have strange things happen quite often with me, particularly when we start to step on some big toes.
Well, Rick, I've got to say this, and I don't say it enough. It's not about Wolfgang Hauberk. Listen, don't listen to me. I'm just 71 years old. I'm a good old cop. I am good at my job. I'm a good school administrator. But there are people out there who really, really have gone out of their way to help me. There's a man by the name of Jim Fetzer. I'm going to tell you what, that is one hell of a researcher. Yes. That man puts his heart and soul into it. And I may not agree with everything, and he may not agree with everything I'm doing. But I tell you what, we don't ever say thank you enough for people like Jim Fetzer.
Well, obviously, that's the case, yes. And we're good friends with him, as well as a whole bunch of others. And just thank God for them, because these are the truth tellers in these times. Well, let's go back to the phones right now, and let's I think we have Susie. Let's talk to Susie in Arkansas. Hello, Susie.
Thank you, Rick. I'm a Jim Fetzer fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been praying for Wolfgang from the first time I think I heard him on Joyce Riley's show. Yeah, anyway, yes. I don't... I'm not directing this at him. I think, was it Dave Yu that came up with the information about how this Jew was trying to organize a real blow-up between the organizations, and he had people in the Klan and people in, and was it Yu that had all that?
Yes, that's right. I was reading from the seminal book, The Ugly Truth About the ADL. That was this Mordecai Levy who constructed this out of whole cloth, and they exactly like they did in Charlottesville in August.
Okay, so you do know about the young people that are sitting in jail, because that kind of information would certainly help their trials. And there's a young man here.
The problem is that you see, the FBI loves it when organizations like this Anti-Defamation League do things like this, because it helps them too. So there is that symbiotic relationship between U.S. law enforcement, like the FBI, that creates terrorists, again, out of whole cloth. There are no real terrorists. They just set people up. So I really, personally, I really don't think that they would be interested in hearing the truth. I know they wouldn't be, because the truth was presented to them, and they just don't care.
Well, again, as I said, you know, Susie and guys, it's all a matrix at the top here. There is a federal government involved in all of this, and beyond the federal government, a link to the Mossad. I'm going to say it again, Dave. I'm sorry. If I get cut off, you know why. But it is linked to the Mossad.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, Rick.
Goodbye. Okay, we're back. I love that music. Play the Israeli national anthem. Okay. I'm sorry, we just had some interference in the background again. Okay, that was from the National Baloney Company, which has on its website the story that the CIA and the documents released on the Kennedy assassination prove the CIA had nothing to do with Lee Harvey Oswald. In fact, they didn't even know of him until the assassination. So, okay. All right, let's go on.
If it wasn't so pathetic, it would be funny.
Yeah, I know. It is pathetic. Susie, anything else? Okay, so we can go on now to Joel, I believe, in Wisconsin. Joel is next. Hello.
How you doing, guys? I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
A few of the things that stand out to me as far as Sandy Hook is they challenge my common sense. There was a helicopter, a news helicopter, that showed up on the scene and was filming, and they put that on YouTube. And he was allegedly there around 11 or 12 minutes after the 911 call came in. And it showed the mother's car already had police tape around it. And if you do the timeline, Adam Lanza, little skeleton boy, was still in there allegedly shooting people. Now, who, you know, where's the common sense there? They put police tape around the suspect's car when the shooting is still going on. And then the second thing that got my attention was, they said he used a long gun to kill those people. And then that night they found that gun in the trunk of the car. And that challenges a person's common sense. And I want to point this out to people. That footage of them finding the gun in the car, it was so blurry. I want to point it out to the listeners that whenever they want to cover something up or hide it, for instance, I'm going to make a little comparison here. If you look up Flight 93 crashing into Pennsylvania, you'll see the footage is so blurry, and you can't. It looks like it was done on the moon, and you know this is 2012.
Probably it was done on the same set anyway. Huh?
It was, but they purposely blur it up so you don't even like looking at it. And
well,
one
they did
last
that
thing
with the Pentagon too. You know, the 9/11 attacks and so forth. So they're used to that. But so you're a skeptic then. You don't believe in the Sandy Hook story, the narrative that's been presented by this government?
Well, I just brought up two things, and there must be over 100 that are just nonsensical. I can't believe that they do such a bad job of presenting the story.
Well, that's just the thing. Why is that? We're going to ask Wolfgang. Why is it that these transparencies are pretty obvious to us? How is it that they can do it and feel confident that they can get away with convincing the American public of these lies?
And Rick, that's a great question. And you know what? Remember, I told you they wrote this script in such a way that if anyone dares to question the death of children and teachers, mm-hmm. they've got to be mentally unstable. See, they're shoving it in our face.
Yeah, and it's psychological warfare, huh?
Yeah, it is. And look at this. Why would you search a car at night?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who's searching it is not even wearing gloves. I mean, you know what?
Pretty apparent that anybody. But see, the problem is, I think I'm answering my own question, is that the average person cannot believe that their government could be that corrupt, that evil, that sinister, and plan these events. It's hard to believe it because naturally most Americans are good-hearted. Most. They're not evil or of evil intent. That's what's making evil men and seducers seduce us so beautifully, you see, to lie to us like the serpent in the garden.
Yeah. Well, Rick, Dave will tell you, in the first 10 days after the incident, I actually wrote a check. My wife and I wrote a check to the town of Newtown in helping them for mental health. I actually got a thank you note from the first select woman, Patricia Leorda. I mean, they had me convinced in the first 10 days. You could not have told me that this was an illusion or a hoax. You couldn't have convinced me. It took me some time to figure this thing out.
And that really is a wake-up call to most of us. Yes, thank you. All right, Joel, thanks for your call. Yes.
One more quick one.
All right, very quickly. We got to move along. Yep.
Okay. Wolfgang was talking about the compensation fund to give those kids or the parents of those kids big bucks. Well, on 911, the compensation fund for those alleged victims, families, went over $10 billion. And then 10 years later, they renewed it. Those people are all millionaires. Just wanted to throw that in.
You're right, they are.
Yes. Okay, wanted to throw that in.
You did. Thanks for that added addendum there. All right, that add-on. Okay, Joe in Rhode Island. Come on up, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Wolfgang.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I am coming strictly from a spiritual, religious realm here.
Good.
In the Holy Scriptures, when you have done all you can do, and you've given 100%, then you turn it over to the Father, the Heavenly Father, and he and his agents go to work. Now, the same things are happening in our religious community today, of Christians, leaders. Many know the enemy, but they don't want to lose their pensions. They don't want to lose their weekly paycheck. It's all over the material gains of this world. They're in this worldly realm.
Mm-hmm.
In the Father's word, in the Heavenly Father's word, he said in Exodus 27, to anoint the leaders, and I'm talking about the true leaders, people like yourselves, the true leaders of this world, to anoint them with the olive oil, or the oil olive, as it's written. That would be their priestly title and their protection from that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you gentlemen, I'd like to anoint you by proxy, if you would have it, with the oil of our people. And if you'll accept it, I will do it. And at a later date, you can anoint yourself on the forehead with the olive oil when you get a chance.
Well, Dave knows. I've talked to him about this, the olive oil, Dave, recently, didn't I? And I told him that three times now.
Yes,
I've been healed.
Yes, you did.
So will you accept it, gentlemen? Will you accept the proxy anointing of oil?
I will, sure.
I will.
All right. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, I'm going to pray. Yahweh, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus Christ, we approach your throne, Father, and we would like to have you anoint these gentlemen. Give them all your your protection. Lead, guide, and direct their words, their steps, and all that they do in the upcoming future in that spiritual realm that you deal with. And we ask this through your Son, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus Christ, through whom all great things come. Gentlemen, I love you. Carry on.
Well, don't leave. And I got to ask this question since I have Rick and you on there and Dave. I'm a Catholic, and I went up to Newtown, Connecticut to go to St. Rosalima Church to meet with the most trusted man in Newtown, which would be Monsignor Robert Wise. He's the Catholic priest.
Yes.
Help me understand this. On the morning of December 14, 2012, he got a call saying there were shots fired, children were hurt, some might be dying. Well, he rushed to the elementary school. He was standing at the front entrance with an FBI agent. The FBI agent looks at, remember now, this is Father Wise telling the story on all the national news media. He says the FBI agent asked me if I wanted to go inside and bless the children. Remember, nine of those children supposedly went to his St. Rosalima Church. Do you know what Father Wise says? He says, no.
What?
He says, wow. No, I need to go up to the volunteer firehouse to be with the grieving parents. What Catholic priest does not bless the children?
Oh, that's amazing.
You know,
do you know what the
you
news
know, Dave,
media, now see, there's a point. The national news media never came back to his father. Why would you not go in there and bless those children? See, there's
it shows
no,
you how deep the deception is, Dave, Wolfgang.
Yeah.
You're dealing with supernatural entities here.
I need to go up and be with the grieving. Well, nobody knows who died yet. Why does he need to go up to the firehouse? He's already got one Catholic priest up there. He's got two nuns up there. Why does he have to go instead of going in? And he was asked by an FBI agent, Father, would you like to come inside and bless the children? No, I think I'd rather not. I need to go up there.
Well, that's what you were saying, Joe, when you first came on, isn't it? You said within the religious community, there is this deception and this going along to get along for their pensions, their pay, their salary, their offerings, their support system. And that I find most troubling because they are supposed to be the leaders within the church, within Christ's kingdom, you see?
And I got to add this to you. When I went up to meet with Monsignor Wise, I wanted to ask him the question, why, as a Catholic, why in the world would you not go in and bless your own children? And you know what? They called the police on me. And when I went back out in the parking lot of St. Rosalima, the police department says you got 3 minutes to leave or you're going to be arrested and go to jail. 2 weeks later, I got a letter from the Archdiocese of Bridgeport. I have now been trespassed. I cannot be near or on the St. Rosalima Church property. And I'm a Catholic. Have you ever heard of a Catholic being trespassed from a Catholic church?
Not in a case like this, I have, no.
I think I'm the first.
Well, I'm glad you added that addendum, Joe. Thank you for your great call and your prayer. And I think that's wonderful, and the anointing of the oil
thank
and the
you.
Holy Spirit. Yes, he said, thank you, Joe. All right, thank you. Okay, let's go on to, believe we have John in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello, John.
Shalom, my old friend. I got two quick questions, but we don't have enough time to cover it. So I just want to
we'll hold you over till after the break, all right, John, if we have to, all right? Go ahead.
Well, one of them was about JFK and the files have been opened up, and of course about Sandy Hook.
Yes.
But I want to take this time to thank Wolfgang for serving his country, a real American, better than any natural-born American. And I want to give him an invite to come on my radio show, Radio Occupied America. I leave all that information with the board op. So that's all I want to say.
Thank you.
He will accept that. Sam, take down the information. Okay, right. Anything I'll else before back. The break? John, anything else?
I don't want to take up nobody else's time. It's William. That's why I want to give that out real quick.
Well, that's good that you did. I'm thankful for you saying that. And your appreciation is, I think, heartfelt because of what he is doing for his country. We talk about veterans and Veterans Day. Who could do more than what we're hearing today for our veterans? I don't know of anything else. The truth is what counts. Okay, thank you for your call, John. Very nice. Do we have a break coming up now, Sam? I think we do, don't we? We have a break. Yeah, here it is. Come right back with more just ahead. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Not much time left, but we did want to bring up another call here, and we do have Rick in Arizona now before we end our calls for today. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, so the question is, why are these things so ridiculous and obvious? They want to see how many people can catch on. They want to know, I mean, they know who we are. But, you know, they know, you know, you put your IP address, they can see who's circulating on the Internet and disseminating this information. They leave enough of it open to find out how many people really could catch on to them. Unless it's over 15%, then I don't think they even care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I agree with you on that. I think they feel they got a mopped up operation, and the people are too dumb to understand the masses, so they can just laugh at it now. All right. Thank you for that, yeah. Rick. Gentlemen, we're almost out of time. I did want to mention Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, my friend in the UK, and his program, Dave's friend as well. AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com, his program. Always an exciting lineup this week as well. And Dave and both of you, Dave and, of course, Wolfgang, you've been great additions to this very suspenseful program today. Any summation here that you want to say before you get together in court this coming week?
No, I just want to take this time to thank you, Rick and Dave, as always. You know, you've been there for me. And I hope that all the listeners just don't just believe what you hear on the news. Check it out for yourself. And the one thing that I've learned, you know, until it really affects you personally, like those cops coming to my house, I think we just ignore everything. And I should have been smarter. I should have been more involved. And I got a wake-up call, and I hope this conversation today will be a wake-up call for all of your listeners.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Good having you. Dave, any final words?
Thank you. I'm just always happy to be with you, Rick and Wolfgang. And I appreciate that fella calling and giving his – yes, Joe from Rhode Island, giving his best regards to us and blessing us because I think we do need it. We're up against really a horrible evil.
And, we're not against flesh and blood now. We're up against powers and principalities here.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to need all the help we can get.
Amen. So, amen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you both for being here. A great 2 hours. Art's away this weekend. And all I can say is thanks to the callers as well. It was indeed a very interesting experience being attacked here at my particular facility, but that's wonderful. That's part of the proof that we are being attacked, because we are giving out the truth, and we're being monitored, and we know that, but we don't care. We fight on, and we tell the truth, whatever the consequences. So thank you, gentlemen, both of you, and we're just about out of time. And as soon as I hear the music, I will close on that note. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube.com. And we will be back, God willing, again next week. You pray for us all. And until that time, Yahweh bless his elect, and you stay in his book. All right. Goodbye, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.